We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Kalim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Arba'a Devarim Rabban Gamliel Mitame v'Chachamim Mitar. There are four things Rabban Gamliel said are tame, are susceptible to tame. The Chachamim say are not that tohor. So the first one we already had in Mishnah Gimel. Kisui Teni Shel Mateches Shel Balei Batim. This was the metal cover of the teni basket. And Rabban Gamliel says that if this is metame, meaning it's susceptible to tumah because people would use this cover as its own kli. We mentioned the bottle cap as an example. It is its own kli, because people would use that, and therefore it's susceptible to tumah. And the Chacham, of course, say, no, it's not mekabel tumah. People typically do not use that. The primary purpose, of course, is the kli itself, is the teni itself. The kisui is not mekabel tumah. Number two on this list is utlui Hamagredos, the hanger of the magreda. So Bartuna tells you what a magreda is. The word girud means to scrape. So bibote merchatzaos, in the bathhouses, tolin magredos shel matchos. They would hang on a hook, they would hang these scrapers made out of metal. What would they be used for? So people in the bathhouse were able to use them when they bathed. If they want to, scrape off, scrub off their feet, their legs, whatever it may be. So here the Mishnah says that we're referring to the Teluya Magredos, the hook that it is the Magredos hanging on. Rabban Gamliel says it's Tame. Why is it Tame? Because it's a Kli. And you'll say, but it's attached to the ground. So Rabban Gamliel holds that it's true, it is attached to the wall, which is considered attached to the ground. It shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, but it's not permanently attached there because people would remove it from one place and attach it in another place. And therefore, it will be Mekabel Tumah. And the Chachamim say it's Tohar because it's something that's typically used that is Mechuba Lakarka. Number three is the golme clay matchos. The golme, we've had that word before, golem, right? This is where you have a kli that's not finished just yet. So it's just a golem of that kli, just the form of the kli. So it's unfinished. There are things that need to be done. Bar Tuna gives you examples. Kalim she'tzarech la'shuf, you still need to file it down, the garay, to scrape it, la'hakish b'kornis, to hit, bang with the anvil, to shape it, osha mechusar ugon, o ozen, maybe it's missing a rim, or maybe it's missing a handle. So this is another machlokas. Rabban Gamliel holds that since it is usable as a kli, therefore it's mekabel tumah. Mefarshim explained that Rabban Gamliel would agree that if you're planning on putting something else on it, putting on a handle, putting on a rim, and it's not there, so he also would agree that it's not mekabel tumah just yet. It's someone who decides to use the kli as is in the present state. Rabban Gamliel says, even though it's golem, it's typically not used this way, it will be mekabel tumah. The Chachamim disagree. They say, if you have a golem of clay matchos, of metal kalim, so that's not mekabel tumah. You have to finish or put on all the finishing touches, and unless you do so, it's not mekabel tumah. That's all true when it comes to golem clay matchos. Mefarshim point out that when it comes to golem, let's say, eitzim, we're speaking about unfinished wooden kalim, so they will be mekabel tumah, even according to the Chachamim, even though you may normally put something else on it. People would often use wood kalim that were unfinished, and that's your intention to use it the way it is in the present state. If it's wood, it would be mekabel tumah even according to the Chachamim. And then finally, the tavla shenechla kol shnayim, a tray that has a rim, and now it's split into two. That is another machlokas. So Rabban Gamliel says it's mekabel tumah, the Chachamim say it's tohar. So when we go back to our discussions about the tanur in the fifth perek, all the way back there, we spoke about a clay cheres, a tanur made of cheres, and we said that the clay cheres tanur is no longer mekabel tumah when it breaks. But we also spoke about it breaking into two pieces. So there we said if the smaller piece is a gistera, is considered just a shard, that's not mekabel tumah, that's broken. But the larger piece of the oven, that remains tumah, that's still usable. So and if it were tumah, it would retain its tumah. And if it's not tumah, it's still considered a kli that it's mekabel tumah. So our Mishnah is really discussing the same thing. The difference is that this tavla has broken into two what seemingly equal pieces, shenechlaka lishnayim. And what's the debate here? Why would Rabban Gamliel say that it is mekabel tuma because of the principle we've had in the past of ef charlotte samsem. It's not possible to be precise, which means it looks like it's two separate, two equal pieces. And since neither one is considered the majority of the kli, so neither one should be mekabel tuma. But you don't really know that. It looks the same, and it appears like they're the same size, but they're really not. If so, and something, it's impossible really to break it into two equal pieces. Therefore, one is definitely the bigger piece. You can't identify which is the larger piece. Therefore, you have to be machmir and treat both pieces as if they were the larger piece, the majority of the kli. And that's the way Rashi understands Ef Shalat Samtem. Tosfos learns a little bit differently. Not that Ef Shalat Samtem, it's impossible to be precise to break it into two equal parts. Now, it is possible to do that. But even if you did, you wouldn't be able to identify which is the larger or the smaller piece. And that's why you have to be machmir. Either way, that's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, which is why the tavla, the tray that was broken into two, each one is mekabel tuma. But the Chachamim obviously hold Ef Shalat Samtem. It's possible to be precise. And therefore, if it has the appearance that these are two equal pieces, so neither one is considered the majority of the kli, and therefore neither one is mekabel tuma. But the Mishnah then says that umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Gamliel b'tam lo shenechal kol shnayim echa gadol echa katan. If one piece is very clearly the larger one, the majority of the kli, and one is the smaller one, then shahagadol tamei. The larger one is mekabel tuma, and the smaller one is not mekabel tuma. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Zayin. Dinar shenifsal. A dinar is another word for a zuz. A zuz of four dinar equal a sela. So here we have a dinar shenifsal. It's no longer, it's become disqualified. Literally, it means it can't be used as currency anymore. So we know that coins in the olden days, so a dinar meant that if it was the weight of a dinar, a weight of a zuz, which is a quarter of a sela of silver, so that's its value was that amount of silver. If, of course, it gets rubbed out after time, so maybe, or because it doesn't weigh as much, or let's say for whatever the government is no longer using this, it's nifsal, it's not legal tender anymore. Bar Tanura says shepasla, so malchus o medina, o shenechsar, maybe it's just now, it's not the same weight that it was. V'hiskino lislosu b'tzavar katana. So you can't use it as currency. Okay, I have a good idea. I'll put this on a chain, and a young girl is going to wear it like a piece of jewelry. Then it's tamei. So then it's mekabel tuma, which means that when it was a dinar, it's not to say that when it was a dinar and it was its proper way to use as currency, it was mekabel tuma. It's not. A coin is normally not mekabel tuma because it's not a utensil. It's not a kli. But now you've made it like a kli. Now it's a piece of jewelry. And therefore, at this point, you put it on the... You fixed it so it can solve the question of his kino. I set it aside for this purpose. I designate for the purpose. Maybe I actually did something to it to put it now on the tzavar of a young girl. So then to wear as a necklace, then it's mekabel tuma. V'chein sela shenifsala. Here you have a case where we have a sela. Sela, we said, is 4 dinar, a larger silver coin. And that's also disqualified. No longer uses currency. V'hiskino lios shokelba tumea. And you're using it now as a weight, meaning this is going to be a counterweight. Can't be used as a sell anymore, but I'm going to use it as a counterweight, so to put it on a scale and put other items on the other side. So Tmeya, when it was a coin, it was not mekabel tuma, it was not a kli, but now that it's being used as a weight, so then Tmeya it's mekabel tuma. Ad kama ti pasel vihei rashai lekaima. Now the Mishnah wants to know how much of a weight can be lost on a kli, on a coin, that is. So it's eroded after time, it rubs out, it's not worth as much. How much could it be disqualified that you're still able to use it? Which means this is an issue of avla. This is an issue of fraud, of onah, using a coin that's not worth in weight what you think it's worth, what's supposed to be worth. You call it a sela. Meanwhile, it's only worth a half a sela. Half of sela is called a shekel in Mishnei Hebrew. In the Torah, sela is equal to a shekel. But in Mishnei Hebrew, it's a shekel. So let's say it's missing half the weight. Obviously, you shouldn't be using that. Let's say it's 3 dinarim. It's only it's maybe a quarter now worth. It's worth less than a quarter. It eroded a quarter of its weight. So the Mishnah here says ad shnei dinarim, up until two dinar, which sounds like half, and pachus mikan, but if it's less than that, your coat, you have to cut up the coin and you can't use it. So a lot to explain, what does this mishnah mean? Ad kamati fasel, two dinarim, only half, and less than that, your coat. We may know from the fourth parak of Bava Metzia that onah, fraud, is typically 1/6. So to say that it's only until a half, but if it's less than a half, it eroded less than a half of its weight, so then it's okay to use, obviously that's not true. What the Mishnah is telling you is that if you have a sela, and it's now eroded up to now 2 dinars, half its value, so you're allowed to continue to possess it, not to use it at its face value of a sela, but to use it as a shekel, that to use it as half of its worth. So that's okay. You're allowed to use it because you're not going to cheat anybody. No one's going to assume that it's worth a sell. It's very clear that it's not in the same way as a seller. You're going to be using it as a shekel, as a half a sell. Okay, so that's perfectly acceptable. But pachus mikan, meaning less than that, if the seller eroded where it's either worth less than a 2 dinar or less than a shekel, or more than a shekel, which means it's not clearly half of the sela. So either way, then you're coached. Then you have to literally cut it up. You can't use the coin anymore because now potentially this is a problem of fraud. This is a problem of ona'a.